In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Let our prayer ascend to heaven. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
It is good to be here at Parmen Memorial again. You know, this is a sacred place for me. This is where I start my ministry with the Episcopal Diocese of Texas. I came here to preach during the ordination of our mutual friend Alex Easley, who sends a warm greeting to you. I went to Seguin last week to bless her home, and she sent greetings to you, and he called me this morning to remind me, please say hello to the people in Palmer. Here I also celebrate with you the ordination of David Wantlam, which was the first ordination that I chaired in the Diocese of Texas and in the Episcopal Church in the United States. In addition, I know many of you, and we have worked together doing mission in Costa Rica and here in Houston, particularly during Serve Sunday. By the way, I still keep my salmon-colored T-shirt. Very nice. I also always remember the hospitality I received from the families who offered me their homes to eat in and stay in during my previous visit before moving to live in Houston. In all these activities, I have enjoyed Neil's company and hospitality. Thank you, bro. The Feast of All Saints bring me many memories, especially from my childhood. I think I have already commented that I was born and raised in Guatemala. This is my country. And I spent 14 years in Costa Rica, and I am a Costa Rican too. But in Guatemala, we have a special way to celebrating All Saints. In November, the winds become very strong. In the afternoon, after celebrating in the church, during the All Saints celebration, people go to open fields and hills where they fly kites. Like this one. But not really like this one. Oops, sorry. It's ready to fly. But these are not common kites. They are huge. Some can measure up to 15 or 20 feet tall. And the people need a lot of fields, a lot of space to fly the kites. When I was trying to make one during this week, I shared the word with different people in the diocesan center. And because we have a multicultural presence in our staff, the people doesn't understand the word. But the word in Spanish is barrilete, or cometa. In Puerto Rico, they call chiringa. And in Mexico, the people call papalote. Many different words. But the people spend 1 month or 2 months making these kites in their homes, in their spaces. And they spend a lot of time doing that. They are made of fabric, bamboo cane, and thread. Some families take a lot of time doing that. The celebration is full of art and color. It's also full of spirituality. The main idea is to get the prayers of God by means of the kites. So then, the higher they fly, the closer they will be to heaven. and to God and the saints. Once the kite is at the highest point, people bring their petitions written in sheets of paper with the names of their loved ones. These are placed on the thread, and every time you make the move to raise the kite, the prayers go up to the kite. The people spend 6, 8, 10 hours doing that, trying to remember their loved ones and to send prayers and to remember again and again the good time, the best time. Flying a kite in Guatemala in the month of November is a liturgical act in which people raise their prayers to the Lord. People love and remember with joy those who have attained eternal life. Each culture celebrates and understands in various ways the way in which they remember the life of their saints and of the relatives who have left to be in the presence of the Lord. Today we congregate here to celebrate together the Feast of All Saints. This celebration is one of the main celebrations of the church and is an appropriate date to the celebration of baptism. Today we will baptize Emilia Perry Alexander. Also confirm Anne-Marie and David, right? And we will receive them in this communion. The Feast of All Saints reminds us that God, through His love, has separated us and put us aside to follow Him as disciples and to consecrate our life to His service, and has empowered us with gifts and skills to use them to serve the community. Today we also remember the people we love and who have gone ahead of us to dwell in the loving arms of the Lord in eternal life. There is a saying, to remember is to live. This phrase makes a lot of sense since our brain has the ability to store a lot of memories, and when it is necessary, we can bring those memories and live the related experience once again. In the sciences of theology and medicine, we know a concept called anamnesis, which means to remember, to bring to the present a series of memories and experiences, and so to live them again. The celebration of the Eucharist is one of we remember together. We make the words of Jesus present and unite with Him in His sacrifice and redemption. Memories make us live again the most important part and experiences of our lives. The gospel we heard this morning reminds us and invites us to live the experience of resurrection and eternal life. The death of Lazarus and the supplications of Mary and Martha become life and joy in the words of Jesus. His word is eternal life, and on His voice all the forces of nature obey. In the Lord's powerful events, our faith is strengthened, so it is so important to bear witness to His works. This day is a day of joy and celebration, because the Lord baptizes, heals, raises, resurrects, and we can see His glory manifested in the hope of those who believe in these promises of eternal life. This morning I wake up on time, because the time changed, but on time. And I was thinking in the afternoon to fly my kite with my prayers, But open the window and the rain was present. But I brought my kite today, and there isn't much wind. But I will lift up my prayers with it anyway, and remember the saints of my life who have gone ahead me. I invite you that from your seats where you are to raise our prayers for those we love. Lord, give us grace. Give us the grace to follow in the footsteps of the saints as they follow in the footsteps of your Holy Son. Keep alive in us the memory of those dears to ourselves whom you have called to yourself, and grant that every remembrance which turns our hearts from things seen to things unseen may lead us always upwards to you. Amen. This morning we are going to celebrate baptism, confirmation, and reception. And let me share with you a question, an answer a person asked me after I arrived here in the Diocese of Texas. And that person asked me an interesting question. And that person said, you know, I have a question. I am a member of a small congregation, and we are around 65 in our church, and I want to know when we are going to be 25,000, like one of the churches in Houston, he said. And I answered him, you said 65? Yeah. And I said, you know, the average attendance in the Episcopal churches, is 60. Yeah, we have churches like Palmer, and we have more than 60. Yeah, we have a good number of parishioners. But in general, in our churches in the United States, our average attendance is 60. If you are 65, not too bad, yeah? And 25,000, good question. But I answer him, you know, sometimes we think and we act like a congregation. But in the Episcopal Church, our way to understand our participation is more than congregation. We are members of the body of Christ. And today, for instance, in Houston area, we have more than 25,000 people worship in Houston area in the Episcopal churches. We are more than 25,000. But what about if we make a connection with all the churches in the Episcopal Diocese of Texas? We are 75,000. We are not 25,000, we are 75. But we can go further, and we think in a different way. And what about if we make connection with all the Episcopal parishioners worship in Latin America? We can add 2 million. And what about if we count all the members in the Episcopal Church here in the United States? We can count 2 million, maybe. Yeah. And that is very interesting. Because this is one of the reasons we call ourselves like an Anglican communion, because we are present not just in the Episcopal, not just in the United States or Canada, but all around the world, 164 countries. And this is the reason for our official languages are Spanish, Swahili, French, and English. We are members of a body of Christ. And it's important for us to work in that way, working together as a body of Christ. And when we work together, we can do many different good and powerful actions. Come in.